Hey, it's time to talk with Jimmy Carter and get the real nitty-gritty from Music City. Good morning, Jimmy.
Good morning, Eric Church. He's making news because May is going to be a big month for him. He's already on a chart called Polestar, where he is ahead of acts like Billy Joel, Fleetwood Mac, Elton John, Bob Seger, Cher, Kiss. He's doing real well in the concert business right now. He'll play Denver later this week in Los Angeles, the Staples Center, for two nights. And then he comes to Nashville and plays Nissan Stadium, where the Tennessee Titans play on May 25th. He gets it done. He's the rebel. He doesn't play well with others, it seems, but he sure gets it done out there on the road. George Strait has added Kansas City and Wichita to shows that he will do in early 2020. He's retired, but he's not done. Boy, the new kids have taken over the radio business, music business. Chase Rice, Eli Young, Kane Brown, Morgan Wallen, Kelsey Ballerini, John Party, they're all in the top 10. The only lady in the top 10 does appear to be Kelsey Ballerini, but Maren Morris, who was on the Howard Stern show yesterday, is sitting at number 13. Chris Young, raised on country world tour, Manchester, England, last night. He's got a couple of other English dates, and he heads to Atlanta on May 16th. Garth was on the Garth Channel on Facebook last night, reviewing the show in Minneapolis, said he was butt-tired. He was worn out by those shows. He said that Darius Rucker was great as an opening act, got through his hits and played Wagon Wheel, and everybody was thrilled about it. He said, well, maybe I have time for one more. And in Minneapolis now, he did Purple Rain. Said the place went crazy.
Oh, wow,
well, he definitely warmed him up for Garth, to say the least. Midland will be the opening act for Garth Brooks in Pittsburgh, the next show on the list coming up. And somewhere in there it got into the question, did you ever take your daughters or family to a music show? He said, yes, Mom was not available, so I had to take the girls to see the Jonas Brothers. And he said, my ears are still not right. American Idol, ratings weren't as good, still decent, but not as great as the week before. They don't mention that Game of Thrones is sucking up a lot of audience out there that's available. J.R. Cobb has died. He was 75. You may not know his name, but he was the lead guitar player for the Atlanta Rhythm Section. But he was also a great songwriter. Wrote songs like Spooky, Classics 4, Be Young, Be Foolish, Be Happy, all the Classic 4 hits, Every Day With You Girl, Stormy, Traces, all those great songs like that, Champagne Jam, and others for the Atlanta Rhythm Section. Kelly Clarkson said she's not healing as fast as she would like. She is, though. She said that recovery super-duper sucks, is what she said. And Tanya Tucker, we're not done with her yet. She just signed her new deal with Fantasy Records. That's the label that Creedence Clearwater used to be on years ago. Her new album is produced by Brandi Carlile and Waylon Jennings Shun, Shooter. So new music's coming. She is the original female outlaw, no doubt about that.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. Well, thank you very much, sir.
And thank you.
You're welcome. We'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.